Change is both a powerful and intimidating word. If you've experienced success making permanent changes in your life, you may embrace it with enthusiasm. But if you've failed time and time again, the mere mention of the word may send you running for emotional cover. Hi, this is Dana Dimitri, and it's my hope and prayer that this CD will be a powerful tool to help you realize the victory you're seeking in your life, a victory that will bring you new hope and energy, and will most importantly bring glory to God. The individual tracks that follow this introduction are broken into various topics that were addressed in my book, Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. I've included most of the scripture I shared, weaving them together with the biblical teaching and principles. You'll notice that most of the statements are made in the first person, sometimes in the form of a prayer. Listen to all the tracks at least once. Each is only a few minutes long. Choose one or two that speak most specifically to your issues, and then listen to them once or twice a day, every day, for the next 5 or 6 months. I know that sounds like a long time, but as you learned in my book, it takes time to change. Change can seem very difficult because we often approach it all wrong. We begin by trying to change our behavior with our eyes focused on the goal. That seems like the right approach, but unfortunately, those who try to lose weight, stop smoking, or change any habit rarely succeed long term because they attempt to change from the outside in rather than the inside out. I want to encourage you to try something new this time. Thinking first and acting second. When we take the inside-out approach by changing our thinking, our behavior will eventually and naturally follow. That is, if we practice that new thinking long enough. The process of lasting change is actually quite simple when we identify the unhealthy thinking that drives our behavior and give ourselves new, productive, and renewing messages. With the advances in medical science, we've been able to study the brain and its complexity, and as a result, greatly increased our understanding about how and why we think, feel, and act as we do. In the brain, there's billions of neuron pathways where all of our thoughts and experiences are stored. Those that are experienced frequently create physically larger neuron pathways in the brain, kind of like superhighways. Those that are rarely experienced are like little overgrown paths. Another exciting discovery is that the size and influence of our neuron pathways can change. If we stop thinking or doing something consistently, that particular pathway will actually start to shrink. And if we do or say something new time after time for weeks or months on end, that pathway will eventually become a new superhighway in our mind, a new dominant thought. God in His wisdom designed us so that we're not easily brainwashed by short exposure to thoughts or experiences. Rather, it's the consistent, persistent repetition that will eventually make a dynamic change in our mind. That may be frustrating for those of us who want to change now, but it's a protective mechanism in God's design that also works to our advantage. We do the things we do because we've literally been programmed to do so. So to think or feel or act differently, we must purposely think new thoughts and take new action. Notice I didn't say to feel new feelings. That's because, except for those intense feelings that come from an instinctive fight or flight response, your emotions are an outflow of your thoughts, or more accurately, your beliefs. If you feel worthless, it's because you believe the lie that you are worthless. And that's because you've been receiving messages from yourself or others that tell you you're worthless. The same goes for anger, fear, helplessness, insecurity, and so on. You may not even know what you think or believe, but your mind has not forgotten one message. And if those messages have played many, many times, your feelings and actions have naturally followed. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Well, the Word of God is living and active. Take a moment to get your brain around that statement. When you open the Bible, you're not just reading a really important book. When God's Word enters the mind of a believer, it has supernatural power. The Greek word for sword in this scripture is makaira, which is actually more like a surgical knife than a sword used in battle. As a former labor and delivery nurse, I scrubbed in on lots of C-section surgeries. One thing I know is surgical knives are really sharp. In fact, when a woman must have a repeat C-section, the old scar has to be removed. The surgical knife is so effective that it can cut right through the toughest of scar tissue with ease. Imagine if that knife was sharp on both sides. It could cut out almost anything. And that's exactly what God's Word can do for your life. If you turn God's Word on yourself, you can cut out the lies and replace them with His powerful, life-changing truth. As you use this CD as a tool to change your mind, I want to remind you of the four practical steps you must take to change your thinking. First, you must intentionally set your mind on things above, that is, on God and His truth, rather than on yourself and your unhealthy thoughts. Secondly, you need to begin to identify the lies you believe. You can do this by paying closer attention to how you talk to yourself. And you know what? You do speak to yourself. Do you do so in positive, encouraging words, or are they negative and self-defeating? What do your persistent negative emotions say about what you really think? Pay closer attention to those messages and make a conscious effort to replace those feelings and thoughts with new messages which are grounded in truth. Lastly, and the reason for this CD, repeat those messages, what I call healthy self-talk, day after day, month after month, until you actually believe them. You'll know this has happened when your feelings and behavior start to naturally change in a positive way. And what a day that is when you realize that you are becoming totally transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's my hope and prayer that you will invest in this process long enough to find permanent change and victory and bring it to the glory of our awesome God.